wants to break bad news to someone, but maybe it'll go better if we're here the entire time. It's John, Jay, and Rich, breaking bad news.
All right, it's time for breaking bad news. And the way it works is we have someone that has to deliver bad news to somebody. Research says if you deliver bad news and you do it with friends, it's easier to deliver the bad news and it's easier to receive the bad news. So, Peyton, you've been talking to Steven?
Correct.
How's he doing? Is he good?
I think he's... I don't know.
Really? Okay, let's bring him up.
Oh, no.
Let's bring him up. Steven, welcome to Breaking Bad News. How's it going?
Hey, guys. Going okay, I guess. I'm here, obviously.
How long have you and Peyton been talking to each other?
I'm here just for a few minutes.
Oh, a few minutes?
My goodness.
This is so sudden.
Well, yeah, but... Steven's situation is not so sudden.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Should we hear from him or do you want to tell us? What's best?
I can tell you guys. That's okay. So Steven has had some bad news to break to his mom and he needed to tell her like today.
Oh.
Because he's known this bad news since January.
Why would you wait till right after Mother's Day?
I've just been so nervous. Tell her. I've tried to kind of like broach the subject a couple of different times, and every single time she's just had such like a visceral reaction to it. I've honestly been really scared to tell her.
Okay, so were you with your mom yesterday?
Yeah, I was. We went out to dinner.
Couldn't do it, huh? Couldn't do it there.
You can't do it. You can't break the bad news on Mother's Day.
Trying to judge the level of bad news by if you're sitting there in front of her on Mother's Day and you can't do it, must be pretty uncomfortable.
So do you think that this is something that is going to break your mom's heart and make her sad, or is she going to be angry and upset?
I think a little bit of both. There's a lot of work that went into this that she's going to feel like it's kind of wasted. It means a lot to the family as a whole. So, yeah, I think it's a heavy dose of both.
So it's not just going to affect your mom. It's going to affect everyone in your family.
I think so, yeah.
Scale of 1 to 10 intensity of the bad news.
8.5.
Whoa, that's pretty bad.
All right, well, I just got chills.
Yeah, oh, I'm like, I hate making done. Mama upset.
Okay.
Yeah. So, good luck.
All right, so here's how it works. Peyton has the bad news. She's the only person on the show that knows the bad news. It's sealed in an envelope. What we're going to do is take a break, get your mom ready, get her on the phone. And then you will pick one of us to read the bad news to her, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
We will read the bad news to your mom next when Breaking Bad News continues with John, Jay, and Rich.
John, Jay, and Rich.
We're in the middle of Breaking Bad News. We got Steven on the line. He needs to break bad news to his mom. He says there's been a lot of effort put into this as far as the family's concerned, and he didn't want to tell her yesterday during Mother's Day, so he's going to use us to do it for him. Steven, what's your mom's name?
My mom's name is Sharon.
All right, we're going to get Sharon on the phone. Now, you've already picked Kyle to read the bad news to your mom. It's sealed in an envelope. Yes. Only Peyton knows the bad news. Peyton's been talking since today, right? But it's been months in the making. Yep. We got Sharon ready to go. We're going to patch her through. Ooh, Joey talking on the phone today. Mm-hmm. Joey Bradfish with the chiseled chin.
What?
He's so handsome. Sharon?
You need to stop. You always get me.
I could see that one coming today. You really geared up for it. Your body changed.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is Sharon available?
Yeah, this is she.
Hi, good morning. This is the John Jay and Rich Show calling, and we wanted to talk to you on the radio for a second, if that's okay with you.
On the radio.
Yeah, okay. Everyone's here. John, Jay, Rich, Kyle, me, Peyton.
Okay. What is this about?
Well, first, did you have a good Mother's Day yesterday?
I did, actually. Yeah.
Did you spend any time with your son?
I did.
Good. Well, that's why we're calling you. Your son has reached out to us and asked us to get you on the radio show, and we want to connect you to. There's something he wants to do on our radio show that involves you, if you don't mind.
Okay. This is really strange. What's going on?
Well, he has some news he wants to deliver to you, and he wants us to deliver the news for him. Steven, say hi to your mom.
Steven.
Hey, Mom.
Hello, Steven. Why am I on the radio for bad news from you? What is going on?
I'll let them tell you.
Thank you. Thank you. Hold on.
Okay.
Here's the deal. We have it sealed in an envelope, okay? Only Steven knows the bad news, and our associate producer, Peyton, knows the bad news. It is in an envelope. He has chosen Kyle to tell you the bad news. So, Kyle, when you are ready, Sharon, Kyle will rip open the envelope and read you the bad news.
Just open the envelope.
Oh, Share Bear's ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Sharoni, Sharonuti, you cutie. Okay, hold on. Opening up the envelope.
Uh-huh.
Mom, I know you're probably so nervous and curious on why I have some bad news for you. I really feel sick to my stomach about it, but I can't drag this on any longer. In the beginning of the semester, I decided to change my major from pre-med to art history. When I changed majors, it pushed me back a whole year, so I won't be graduating this weekend.
Oh, my gosh, sweetie, you totally got me.
It's not a joke, this is a prank, right?
No. Not a prank.
No. I went and I talked to my advisor in January.
What?
Ooh.
Steven, why would you wait to tell me this? Why are you changing your major now, this late?
Mom, I don't like doing anything with healthcare. I hate it. I just don't want to do pre-med.
Oh, Steven, it does not matter, okay? Do you know how hard it's going to be to try and get a career for yourself in art history? Art history?
There's being actually a doctor lot
is in your blood.
It's what most people think.
Oh, right. And that's going to, opportunities are going to put food on your table. No, a job is. This is ridiculous.
Being a doctor is
in your blood.
I don't like it.
Steven, you are supposed to graduate this Saturday. Okay, we had pictures taken for you. Your graduation announcements got sent out, and even your dad and I just bought you that scam car so you could go to NYU and be able to drive in the snow. And now you're telling me this?
I know, okay? I'm sorry. I tried to tell you earlier, okay? I want to do something that's going to make me happy, okay?
It's going to make you happy. Oh, my gosh. Steven, why are you waiting to the last minute to tell me this? This is ridiculous.
You would never accept the fact that I don't want to do it. I brought it up a ton of times. I did not want to be pre-med. You and Dad always try to change the subject or say, just go do it.
I can't believe that you are throwing away all these amazing opportunities. I cannot believe it. You have something handed to you and you're walking away. I cannot believe this.
I don't want to do it. Okay? I'm not Sean.
By the way, when you're an art history major, I just looked, what can you do when you have a degree in art history? Do you guys know what you can do?
No, what?
Run a museum?
No, please tell me.
You could be a librarian.
I would love to know.
A librarian, an artist, a manager, an elementary and middle school teacher. You could be a lawyer and a judge, it says here.
Wow.
You could be a social worker, a counselor, a psychologist, a software. Well, these are people that have that major. They went on to do these things.
Oh,
right?
They went on to do other stuff.
Yeah. I know that the guy who founded Chipotle, he was an art history major.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, and now he's worth $19 billion, Sharon.
Oh, there you go, Share Bear.
I've never eaten my son's food.
So if he pays for it himself, you've already got the graduation pictures taken for next year. You're all good.
I think that you maybe should have told your mom earlier. I mean, if you have, you sent out graduation announcements. Like,
I mean, they bought you a car to drive in the snow.
Yeah.
He hasn't had to pay for a thing.
But you also want your son to be happy, right, with what he wants to do in life. If he's not happy in pre-med, like, he's going to be miserable. You don't want that for him.
If he wants to be happy being an artist, then he can pay for it. I've paid for a degree for him. Mm-hmm. I've paid for this degree. I have paid for a new car for him so that he could go and get his advanced degree.
So are you more upset that he didn't tell you right away? Or are you more upset that his future isn't going to be what you had planned for him?
Well, I'm most upset that he did not tell me till the last minute.
Yeah.
And second of all, I'm upset that he's choosing something that is you know, he's going to live in poverty the rest of his life.
But you don't know
want that.
That
for my son.
You oh my God, when you die, he'll inherit your money.
John Jay, that's you, not.
I mean, there's
dude,
that.
Something that's going to save this conversation.
Always yeah. go dark. Mm.
So always. She's saying just go get the job that you're so close to getting anyway, and then pursue your art on your spare time. And he's saying, no, this is what I want to do, what I want to do with my life.
Yeah, you don't want him as a doctor if you're a patient.
No.
Yeah. He comes, he'll be like, you know what, you're fine. Get out of here.
You know what, here, yeah. take 2 times the amount of medication you need.
Yeah, you know, he's like he got a C- because he wasn't into it.
Here's
you
a painting want, no, of somebody who feels that. Good.
Also, you know, Sharon, it's like mental health is very important, and if your son is completely miserable, I mean, that could actually lead down to a very dark path, which you don't want.
And he also seems so scared to tell you. Like, he obviously waited this long because he knew your reaction wasn't going to be a good one.
Me, just being a college graduate, I feel for Steven. Like, I understand how hard that conversation can be. Mm-hmm. And letting the people down that you love is so, so hard.
I do it all the time.
Well, John Jay, that's you. You need to work on that.
I switched my major. I was pre-med when I first started school, and I switched my major after about a year. And I told my parents, I'm sorry, I'm not going to be able to give you your plastic surgery. That's what I originally wanted to do. And luckily, my parents were like, you know what? You have to find what makes you happy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I changed it junior year, too. Mm-hmm. That'll be a 5-year senior, which is fine.
Yeah, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm. I feel you. I don't know. I just, Steven, you were talking to me on the phone, and you said that your dad, your brother, and your mom are all cardiologists, right?
Yeah, they are.
Right, so mom, like, isn't that like, insanely difficult? Like, do you get to go home and like enjoy life?
Absolutely. I really thought that Stephen was enjoying his time at school and that everything was fine and he was going to get his degree. I'm just so upset that he's walking away at the 11th hour from a degree that could just change his life.
Hey, if his mom, dad, and brother are all cardiologists, doesn't he automatically, it's a family business?
It's a
learned business. He's a learned doctor. He doesn't automatically can he just learn from experience?
Maybe he could work in the office.
Yeah.
I just want you to support me, Mom. That's it. Like, you know, I know you don't agree with it. I just want you to support this choice.
You know, Stephen, I love you. I love you. And if you want to be whatever, that's up to you. But please hear me when I'm saying this is a bad choice. This is a bad choice.
Okay, then I'll make it.
That's my opinion. Mm-hmm. It's like going to all the trouble to make a pizza and then throwing it away before you take your first bite because you suddenly decide you want ice cream.
Ice cream is delicious. But you're right. I mean, you're allowed to tell him you think he's making a bad choice, but you got to let him make it.
Yeah, I tell you what, we're going to go around in circles here. Let's check in with Steven 10 years from now.
Mm-hmm. Good idea.
Right?
Good idea.
Mark that down. Can you put that down? Can you make a little calendar appointment?
Calendar appointment.
And let's see where he is 10 years from now. Because I bet you, usually when this happens in families, this is the guy that goes on to become a gazillionaire businessman, like a Chipotle owner or Pablo Escobar. One of the two.
Oh, no.
Either way, becomes extremely successful. So thank you, Mom, for being on our show.
I'm starting my own crypto.
See? Already.
Here you go, Steven.
Sharon, thank you for being on the show. You two need to talk. Glad you had a great Mother's Day.
Yeah,
we do. All right. That's Breaking Bad News. This is probably, out of all the years we've done Breaking Bad News, probably the biggest disappointment from the person on the other side we've ever had.
Oh,
that's Breaking Bad News, John Jay and Rich.